You were there. I walked out of that room from hearing that diagnosis in the hospital after I comforted him. And guess who's sitting there? We just thought maybe you'd want a cup of coffee. A doctor in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous that had heard about it in the hospital, and my sponsor, he had called her. And you were always there. Through 2.5 years, you were there. And you never quit being there. And you carried us all through one of the hardest times in our lives. When I couldn't get out to a meeting, you brought in your big books and your 12 and 12s. A day didn't pass by, but there wasn't a letter in the mailbox. What would I have done without you? What would my kids have done without you? What living examples you are. And I thank God for you. And the night before he died, he said, "Do you want to dance?" And he was at home. We put on an old Sinatra record. And I held him real tight because he only weighed 103. And he said to me, "I'm going to leave you with something that I want you to pass on." He said, "Not only did Alcoholics Anonymous save your life, but it saved our lives too. And pretty soon, I'm going to be able to say thank you to the man who made it all possible." Tough letting go of him. But we did it together. And I remember going outside and saying, "What else do you want?" And I remember that feeling that of sitting up still in that lap of my grandpa with those tight arms around me, and I heard the message big and strong, "It's going to be okay." And it is, because of you. Because of you, because of your friendship, because of your love. You introduced me to my God. You helped me knit my family back. And you taught me how to get through those dark times on this journey without having to drink. And if you're new, stay here. Just stay here. And no matter what happens in your life, no matter how icky it gets, you'll be able to see a ray of sunshine coming through the clouds. And all you have to do is put the steps in your life. And I do that today. Continual working on the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Continual. The steps are our way of life. How wonderful. And we live according to the 12 steps. I want to share something with you real quick. 6 years ago, I had heart surgery. I had a carotid artery problem, and it was 92% blockage, where the carotid artery leaves the heart. So I had the surgery, you know, they cut you like a turkey, and he went whizzed around that, and he cleaned us up, all that kind of stuff, sewed me back up, and the kids were all there, and they went home about 2 hours after surgery. It had been a 5.5 hour surgery, and they went home, and I guess all hell broke loose. About the third hour, I started to hemorrhage from the breastbone and lost, according to them, 4 quarts of blood, which at my size is practically all I got. And they took me back up quick, and thank God for the quickness of that hospital. And as the surgeon was scrubbing for surgery, he had a nurse hold a phone up to his ear, and he called one of my children, and he said, Get your sister and your two brothers and get back here quick, because I don't think you're ever going to see your mom again. And as you can see, the surgery worked. After 7.5 more hours, they repaired what was done. During that time, and it was a split second in time, I guess, in our life, and I didn't see a white light or anything, I just went somewheres. I have never seen such blue sky. I have never seen flowers that way in my life. And there was a lake that was as clear, crystal clear, as I've ever seen. And across the lake was coming a man and two children. And the man was rowing the boat.